The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. Lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. Your mighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I've been actively serving him since 1993, over 31 years. If you are not actively serving Yah, then by default, you are serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you can make a big difference on Earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It is important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you will be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close to Father. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you're in a spiritual no man's land and will not enter heaven when you die. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Yah is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve him and help him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how to do this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective. My aim is to teach you how. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. Today I'm going to talk about the ETI Bible version, End Time Issue Bible version, and the introduction to the writings from Matiyahu to Revelation that you may know as the New Testament. Overview. Nearly all translations of the so-called New Testament from Matiyahu, incorrectly Matthew, to Revelation contain major errors with regard to key words and concepts. I'm in the process of producing a rendering of these books that corrects all the errors that I know of, together with providing commentary on what I've learned. This broadcast will share the introduction that I've produced for this rendering, discussing all the major errors that have been corrected. This is the introduction to my rendering of the entire Bible, correcting almost universal translation errors. To start with, we will look at the true name Yah in these books. We'll then look at my perspective based on first-hand experience of the anointing and power of the Spirit of the Creator in and on me. I will then pose the question, why read the Bible? And I will talk about missing books in the Bible and the misconception that the Bible is the, quote, holy word of God. I will then make reference to the End Time Issue Ministries website and speak about my authority and my Bible credentials. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So this broadcast is based on the webpage, the ETI Bible version, the End Time Issue Bible version, the introduction to the writings from Matiyahu to Revelation. In nearly all translations of the so-called New Testament from Matiyahu, incorrectly Matthew. So what you find is Matiyahu, Yah is the true name of the Creator. So Matiyahu speaks to the Creator. Nearly all translations that I know of contain major errors with regard to keywords and concepts. I'm in the process of producing a rendering of these books that corrects all the errors that I know of, together with providing commentary on what I've learned. This broadcast will share the introduction that I've produced for this rendering, discussing all the major errors that have been corrected. So we're looking at the End Time Issue Ministries version of the Bible. It's based on the King James Version because there's no copyright there. Pretty much all the other major translations that are available electronically, the copyright issues, and I didn't want to put in hundreds, maybe thousands of hours of work on this project only to be hit with a copyright constraint. Please feel free to raise questions and suggest improvements. You can email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. So we're looking at the writings from Matthew to Revelation, incorrectly Matthew, and incorrectly called the New Testament. Yah is the true name of the Almighty Creator, as in Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, often transliterated as Yahweh, although more accurately Yahuwah, but most accurately Yah the Eternally Self-Existing. Matiyahu is the Hebrew word translated Matthew and means gift of Yah. So there you see the name Yah in the name Matiyahu. And the meaning of the word of the name Matiyahu is gift of Yah. It was a common name in Bible times. You won't see this in the broadcast, but if you download the PDF or Word versions or read on the website, you'll find words enclosed in curly brackets and sometimes with strike out represent commonly used words that are inaccurate and should be avoided in favor of the words that precede the brackets. New Testament is a meaningless term. These writings relate to a new covenant between Yeshua and Yah with regard to mankind. It is not a will or a testament. So this series, the book that we're looking at now, Matiyahu, relates to the good news with respect to Yahshua, the anointed one of Yah, incorrectly Jesus Christ. Prepared by me, this is based on release 2.8. Good news is a more accurate representation of gospel. Yahshua is the Hebrew word incorrectly translated Jesus. Yahshua means Yah is salvation, which speaks to the purpose which brought Yahshua to earth. Jesus is derived from the Greek aesis, which means blessed of Zeus, where Zeus is a pagan, that is demonic mighty one or God. Jesus should never be used. Anointed of Yah is the correct translation of one Greek variant that is translated as Christ, which is a meaningless Bible word that relates to the Hebrew mashach, meaning to smear or anoint, as in anoint with oil, but in this context relating to being smeared with or filled with the set-apart spirit of Yah. Christ relates to Yah, not to Jesus. Emissary is the accurate rendering of the word commonly translated as apostle. Looks at a number of big concepts here. Yahshua is the true name, the man commonly called Jesus. Yah is salvation tells us about the mission of Yahshua. Jesus tells us nothing. And then anointed of Yah is this big myth that Christ and Jesus are synonymous, that anything that refers to Christ is referring to Jesus. It's not so. Anything that refers to Christ is referring to Yah. It's the anointing of the Spirit of Yah on the person, which is the Christ, which is what enabled Yeshua to perform miracles. So, a declaration in the document that I'm going to just read out to you because I think it's important that you understand where I'm coming from. I testify that this work has been prepared after more than 30 years of seeking to know the Almighty Creator and His ways, and to understand error and truth in great detail, and much fasting seeking truth. I truly believe that this rendering of the Bible is accurate and pleasing to the Almighty, and of value to anyone who will make use of it. In preparing this version, it has been my regular prayer, Father, judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. I've prayed this on and off for over 25 years, and on this basis, I claim a high level of confidence in what I've written. I've also prayed regularly, Father, lead me into all truth by your Spirit. Show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. I therefore claim a high level of confidence that what I'm presenting to you in this particular rendering of the Bible, and in actual fact for most of what's on the website, a material level of inspiration by the Spirit of Yah, a material level of revelation by the Spirit of Yah, and a material level of accuracy in my message, what I write and what I speak. I'm not going to claim that I'm without error, but I have gone to quite considerable lengths, as I've just said out above, to minimize the error. That statement was written on the 31st of December 2023, and it was for version 1.30.28. So the introduction. The book, commonly referred to as the Bible, is a collection of writings relating to the interaction between the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, at various periods of time, commencing with the creation about 6,020 years ago, that would have been in 2023, and ending with Yehuchanan, the writer of the Book of Revelation, who died in about 98 AD. The portion commonly referred to as the Old Testament, which to some extent relates to the conduct of believers in terms of the covenant of Moshe, was written in Hebrew and largely preserved by the Yehudai, the Jews, the descendants of Yehudah, Judah. Yehuchanan, inaccurately translated John, means Yah has graced. Moshe is a more correct rendering of Moses. Yehudai is the Hebrew name commonly translated Jew, meaning one from the kingdom of Yehudah, the southern kingdom of Israel. In the times of these writings. Note that the name Yah forms part of this name, so when one curses the Jews, one is cursing Yah. But you don't want to do that. It's going to get you into deep trouble. Yehuda, the son of Israel, from which King David, and Yahushua's earthly father were descended. Yehudah means praise Yah, and is also the geographic location assigned to these people in Israel. The portion commonly referred to as the New Testament largely relates to the ministry of Yehoshua of Nazareth, the anointed one of Yah, commonly called Jesus Christ, and those who followed his teachings after his miraculous death and resurrection. See the article 2020:10:01, The Miraculous Planning of the Death of Yeshua, Where, How, and What, on the website, for a detailed discussion of Yeshua's resurrection and power. These new so-called New Testament texts are all based on Greek texts of variable veracity, most of which were translated from Hebrew and Aramaic texts. See the article 2022:12:07, Yehoshua was a Judean and spoke Aramaic and Hebrew, also on the website. Nazareth is a more accurate rendering of Nazareth. So what you see, folks, and hopefully you're starting to see here, is that the whole commonly occurring language in the Bible is materially inaccurate at a level that completely disguises and downplays the name of the Creator, Yah. So we have Matthew instead of Matiyahu. We have John instead of Yehuchanan. We have Jesus instead of Yahushua. We have Jew instead of Judean or Yahudite. So it's just a mess, folks, and it's leading to great error and great misunderstanding. So in this two-stage translation from Hebrew and Aramaic to Greek, and then from Greek to English, various errors and compromises slipped in. And there's also a translation to Latin, just by the way, which is outside the scope of what I'm talking about. Various errors and compromises slipped in, together with doctrinal bias based on wrong beliefs that crept in at an early stage after the resurrection of Yeshua. The Protestant Bible on which the ETI version is based was compiled based on the Hebrew so-called Old Testament and the New Testament, which is a collation of Greek texts, many of which were fragmentary in nature. There is divergent opinion as to when the current New Testament was finally assembled, and there are variations between the Catholic Bible, the Protestant Bible, the Church of the East, and Bibles of other major groups. And yesterday I became aware of an Ethiopian Bible, which has 88 books, as opposed to the Protestant Bible, which has 66 books, and apparently contains all sorts of information which challenges European Christian church teaching. There's a report that states that the diverse multiple variant Greek manuscripts on which the New Testament is based differ to the extent of around 1,250 discrete differences, which include whole verses added and subtracted, some of which are contradictory. So by way of example, the verse which refers to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which only occurs once, by the way, apparently does not occur in a significant number of texts which are regarded as authoritative. That said, there's a widespread opinion that the modern Christian Protestant Bible, the New Testament, is an accurate reflection of the occurrences that are reported in it. I do not rule out the possibility that there are errors of fact or errors of interpretation in it. Likewise, there is widespread opinion that the Hebrew Old Testament is an accurate reflection of the occurrences that are reported in it. Again, I do not rule out the possibility that there are errors of fact or errors of interpretation in it. I'm preparing this version in the profound belief that the Bible is a fundamentally important book, and the translation errors in all versions are leading to misunderstandings and wrong doctrine, and that by correcting translation errors that are almost universal, I can assist those seeking real truth to make a significant step forward, and in the process, correct some major fundamental doctrinal errors, particularly with regard to Yahushua. Folks, I've set myself, I started this project, I think about August last year. And then I took a bit of a side journey when I did a similar work on the book, The Final Quest, which I really believe is as close to modern scripture as you're going to get, insofar as whatever you mean by scripture, which is also one of these meaningless modern terms. The key point is that if you really get a handle on the errors that I'm exposing, you will understand that there is a very, very different interpretation of the Bible to that which is generally championed. So we're going to look at the true name Yah in these books. In particular, the true name of the Almighty Creator is Yah, the eternally self-existing. His essential name is Yah, and this name cannot be abbreviated, translated, or otherwise tampered with. This is the name we are told not to take in vain. YAH, Yah. Yah, the eternally self-existing, is rendered Yahweh by some, or more correctly, Yahweh, and is incorrectly translated in as the Lord, as just about all English translations, as well as translations in other languages derived from the English. This incorrect translation occurs 6,399 times in the books from Genesis to Malachi, and is also incorrectly translated God 314 times and Lords 111 times. The true name Yah occurs once in the King James Version as Psalm 68 verse 4, and even there it is incorrectly translated as Yah. This huge error is an insult to Yah and grossly distorts the focus of the Bible. The ETI version seeks to rectify these errors as I go through those books. Folks, try and understand this. Father's name is Yah. Almost nobody knows that. It's been submerged, removed, hidden, whatever you want to call it, in just about every English Bible. There are a few Bibles that have got it Yahweh or Yahweh. We've got it in Hebrew because they're scared to put the an incorrect English interpretation on it. But there's very, very little in the way of Bibles that have this truth. Looking at the current work, the so-called New Testament, the true name Yah does not occur at all in the Greek, from Matiyahu to Revelation. It is masked by the Lord God and Christ in the English and Theos in the Greek. The ETI version corrects this, and at the time of writing, Yah occurs 4,759 times in the so-called New Testament, as opposed to zero times in your commonly occurring translations. This will change slightly as I edit the remaining books, but it's roughly that number one way or another. I've currently completed from Matiyahu to, in fact, I did Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians yesterday. This correction radically changes the emphasis of these books and brings the focus back to Yah, where it belongs. There is a massive, 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 massive error in Christianity that completely ignores, downplays the Creator. Yeshua was clear, the great commandant. Love Yah, the eternally self-existing, your mighty one, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your heart. What's confusing about that? Why are you worshiping Jesus? So I want to talk about my perspective based on firsthand experience of the anointing and the power of the Spirit of the Creator in and on me. In rendering the ETI version, I've done so on the basis of my personal deep experience of the anointing and the leading of the set-apart Holy Spirit of the Creator. I've had much personal experience walking with Him and talking with Him and being led by Him in many ways. I therefore relate to the content of the Bible on a basis of first-hand understanding of the anointed ones whose lives, sayings, and experiences form the core of the Bible stories. In doing this, it has been apparent to me that most people, including most believers, do not have such experience, and accordingly misinterpret much of what is reported in the Bible. I've done my best to render the ETI version from the perspective of one with a close relationship with the Creator and with a strong anointing, and I hope you will find this helpful. As such, much of my commentary is based on what I believe Yah has personally shown me. This is particularly important. You may well be aware of the TV drama The Chosen. It just about totally ignores the anointing. It doesn't address the set-apart Holy Spirit of Yah coming upon Yeshua when he was immersed by Yehuchanan, fundamental to understanding Yeshua. And I've now just watched the first 4 and a bit episodes of season 4, and it's gone completely off the track. It is now maligning and insulting Yeshua with the theatrical stuff that they've concocted in the last 1.5 episodes. I've stopped watching it. I can't handle it. It's disgusting. So why read the Bible? I'm showing you all these errors. The most important reason to read the Bible is to learn from the lives of anointed believers through the ages, with a view to also operating in the power of the Spirit of the Creator on oneself. Look particularly at the life of Yahushua, Jesus, as an example of what can be accomplished by a true believer deeply filled with the Spirit of the Creator. Now, this is really important, folks. It's vital to understand that Yahushua was 100% a human being. He only became Christ. He only became anointed when, at the age of 30, Yehuchanan the Immerser, John the Baptist, immersed him in the Jordan River, and the Spirit of Yah came down on him like a dove and filled him with his Spirit. And then he went into the wilderness, into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights and didn't eat. He fasted, and that is the prerequisite for a power ministry. And at the end of that, he came out of the wilderness operating in power by the Spirit of Yah. It was not Jesus that did that. It was the Spirit of Yah on Yeshua that did that. If you can get a fix on that, you will get to understand all the wrong thinking about Jesus, all the wrong thinking about Christ, and all the wrong thinking that the Trinity, and all the other wrong thoughts that go with this misunderstanding that Christ is Jesus, instead of Christ is Yah, the anointing of Yah. I can't stress it enough, and folks, I really feel passionately about this because it really upsets me the way people ignore Yah. And just by the way, to going back to that point, reading the Bible, I started reading the Bible in 1993. And one of the things Yah said to me when I started was, read the Gospels, the good news, as though you are Yeshua, Jesus. In those days, I only knew Jesus. So I used to read the Gospels and visualize myself doing the things that Yeshua, Jesus, did. And I want to talk about missing books in the Bible. Also in 1993, when I first started my walk with Father Yah in earnest and started reading the Bible intensively, I asked Father about the fact that there were 66 books in the Protestant Bible, the New King James Version, that I was reading, since 6 is the number of man. He replied that men had been, quote, messing with the Bible, and that there were many missing books, most of which are locked away in a vault in the Vatican Library. This knowledge led me on a journey to constantly looking out for missing information, and a lot of my writings, as presented on my website, www.edtimeissueministries.org, fill in some of these gaps. There are many other writings in the world which fill in other gaps. The full story of Yah and his ways is far more detailed than contained in the Bible and could be given by any one person. With regard to Yahushua, incorrectly Jesus, Yehuchanan, incorrectly John 21:25, says, and there are also many other things which Yahushua did, the which, if they could be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that could be written. Amen. While this is no doubt an exaggeration, the principle remains that there is undoubtedly a huge amount that Yeshua taught that is not contained in the Bible. By extension, this relates to the other periods covered by the Bible as well. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, yesterday I became aware of an Ethiopian Bible of 88 books, which overlaps with this but contains a whole lot of information which is alleged doesn't occur anywhere else, and some of which challenges the Eurocentric Bibles. So let's talk about the Bible and the Holy Word of God. Beyond this, there is widespread Christian opinion that the Bible is the Holy Word of God and without error, where the word translated holy in English is the Hebrew word kodesh, which means set apart or separated. If one fasts and prays and seeks Yah on this, you will hear clearly that the Bible is not the word of Yah. It's only about 2.5% inspired, but it is largely a reliable history book. In this context, careful comparison of the events relating to Yeshua in the four books of the Good News, the Gospels of Yeshua, will reveal many discrepancies. One of the most notable discrepancies relates to the death of Yehuda of Kerioth in the book of Matiyahu, chapter 27, verse 3-10, where Matiyahu says Yehuda, Judas, hanged himself, and Acts 1:18-19, where Luke says Yehuda fell headlong and his guts spilled out. Clearly, Yehuda, Judas, died one way or the other, not both. There are all sorts of apologetics that seek to reconcile these two passages, but this is not necessary if one simply regards the Bible as a useful reference book with a wealth of early history from which one can draw lessons and which contains errors and inconsistencies. This is the basis on which this version is presented while seeking to address those errors and inconsistencies that I'm aware of. So Kerioth is a more accurate rendering of Iscariot relating to Yehuda from Kerioth, or otherwise Judas Iscariot. Fundamental to my position on this is a deep conviction that the Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with every person on the planet, and that while the Bible is a useful resource, the primary source of knowledge should flow from a personal relationship with the Creator in which one hears him and speaks to him constantly. See the article 2022-0701, The Essence of What Our Father Wants from You. On this basis, if something does not add up in the Bible, turn directly to the Creator. This version is intended to assist you with this. In reference to the End Time Issue Ministries website, the notes in the ETI version are supported in depth on the End Time Issue Ministries website at www.endtimeissueministries.org, and you're encouraged to consult that website for more information to corroborate the information that is contained here in support of the core Bible text. As of August 2023, there are over 2,500 articles in the articles database on a huge diversity of topics. See the articles list, the article search, and the article's keyword cloud, which is an alphabetic collection of thousands of keywords on the articles. There are also more than 1,200 web pages covering mostly the same material as the articles. See the table of contents and the Google site search. All of these are at the top of the website. The website is ordered top to bottom, with more recent articles at the top, with those that I consider most important close to the top, although they're very important legacy pages well down the site as well. My goal is for you to be led by the Spirit of Yah to find what is relevant to you at any time. I started this website back in 2011, if I'm not mistaken. So it's got 13 years and person years, literally man years, woman years of time building this website. It's the combination of thousands of hours on my part of listening and writing. It contains a huge amount of information. And if you are serious about seeking Yah, it's a really important resource. And that said, I stand by what I said a couple of minutes ago. Ultimately, you need to go to Yah. So there is no fancy structure to the website. It's just a long list of articles which your father can draw your eye to anywhere on that menu for something for you to read based on something he wants you to know at that moment in time. And the sliders, et cetera, are all there to provide a mechanism that he can use to pop an article up in front of your face and get your attention on any number of topics. I'm not trying to appeal to your intellect. I'm trying to appeal to your spirit and allow Yah to lead you. So by now you're probably saying, well, who is this guy and why should I listen to him? So let's talk about the authority of James Robertson. In saying all of this, it's important to note that I claim to be an emissary, incorrectly apostle, and a spokesman, incorrectly prophet, of the Almighty Creator. And I therefore claim that much of what I've written in the past 25 or so years has been inspired at some level and is therefore reasonably reliable. See the article 2021-02-04, caution, this website contains errors, for some context to these claims. Ultimately, the only way you can substantiate this is if you go directly to Father Yah and ask him. Much of what I have to say is controversial and contradicts conventional wisdom and doctrine. Therefore, consulting your pastor, whatever, is not likely to help. Note that this is the lot of my spokesmen, including Yeshua. They killed Yeshua because they didn't like his message. Why should I be any different? It is perhaps important to note that I claim that I hear the Almighty and that he speaks to me and we converse. Also that he's called me friend since 2001 on the basis that much of what I teach is much more accurate than conventional belief across all religions today. So I don't know how to deal with this particular topic, because if I don't talk about it, people are going to say, on what basis do you make these claims? And if I do talk about it, they're going to say, well, you're blowing your own trumpet. And the fact of the matter is, folks, the vast majority of prophets are self-proclaimed, because the prophet says, thus saith Yah. And people say to him, how do you know? And he says, well, Yah told me. So the simple answer to how do I know is Yah told me. With a little bit of perhaps noise in my head. So I'm not just saying for a moment that everything I've written is 100% reliable, 100% accurate, particularly the older articles. But I've been praying for guidance for a long time. And then my Bible credentials. In considering this offering, I want to stress that I've read the Old Testament over 20 times in numerous different translations. I've read the New Testament over 35 times, again in numerous translations. I've read Mishlei, incorrectly Proverbs, and Tehillim, incorrectly Psalms, over 100 times each. During the eight-year period that this happened, between 1993 and 2000, I filled 14 times 100-page A5 notebooks with questions and answers. At all times, I took my Bible reading and questions to Father and asked him to answer me, and he did. The precursor to this was that in March 1993, I took my new Bible and held it up to Father Yah and prayed, Father, these people say that this is your word. It does not make any sense to me. I choose to believe that it is your word, and I ask you to answer all my questions. I asked lots of questions, and Father answered them all. Over time, sometimes taking me to distant locations to provide the answers. Accordingly, I claim to have some basis to be able to speak authoritatively in rendering this version of the Bible. I find people having arrogant, harsh, strong opinions based on they read the Bible a couple of times. If you don't read the Bible seeking truth, if you don't ask Father to answer your questions, if you think that the King James English is the definitive Bible, I'm sorry to tell you, you're going to fall into a deep, dark pothole. So I'm out of time. I'll continue this next week, starting with the rationale, the ETI version. I hope that I've given you some food for thought. It's a very deep subject. There are some billions of Bibles on the planet, and virtually all of them contain the errors that I'm talking about. There are a few fringe versions that have gone back to the Hebrew and have Yahweh. Fewer of them have Yahushua as distinct from Yeshua, which is salvation, which is not Yeshua's name. Most of them are still confused about Messiah, Messiah, Christ versus the Spirit of Yah. So there's literally billions of Bibles that contain so much error that they are next to useless from a point of view of understanding what's really going on in the world. I'm sorry if that offends you, if you're a so-called Bible scholar and you went to Bible school, etc. Father kept me out of Bible school and eventually showed me it was a complete and utter waste of time and that I would be indoctrinated with all sorts of rubbish. So I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but that's the way it is. So what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to Him. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, this is so important. The only reason you exist, the only reason I exist, the only reason we exist is Yah was lonely and He wanted friends. The entire universe, the planet, the plants, the animals were created for one reason only, to create an environment for human beings to be friends of Yah, and almost nobody today is His friend, and He's very lonely, and He wants you to become His friend. And it doesn't matter who you are. You can be the most extreme Satanist. You can be a Bible puncher. You can be rich or poor, tall or short, thin or fat, Asian, Indian, African, European, whatever, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, whatever. He wants you to become His friend. You can turn to Him right now and say, Father Yah, James Robertson says, I can become your friend. I choose to become your friend. Please take me by the hand and lead me. And then contact me and I'll help you. So in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yahushua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make His enemies His footstool. I encourage you, whether you've read the Bible before or not, go to the website up near the top of the menu, ETI Bible version. There's the entire Bible. I've done a global search and replace on the so-called New Testament and the so-called Old Testament. And I've done manual, line by line, word by word editing of the books from Matthew to Revelation as far as 1 Thessalonians is concerned, which is, in terms of volume, about 80% of the so-called New Testament. It's there for you. I encourage you to read it. There are PDF and Word versions that you can download. If you're having difficulty accessing them, email me and I'll email them to you. They're not huge, but they're there on the website to download. And I encourage you to get in and start reading them. There's a lot of commentary, particularly starting with Matiyahu, where I clarify things and lift out points that are not immediately obvious, some of which I've touched on. So that's all. If you've been with me for a while, I expect you're going to sign off now. If you're new to the channel, please hang on. I've got some information I'd like to share with you. So for those of you dropping off, I'm going to say good night. And then for you, those of you who stayed behind, in closing, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 31 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty, following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. In learning about Father, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. See the video Why Seek Relationship for an overview of what I believe. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. The ETI version of the Bible with correction of key translation errors is on the ETI Bible version page structure. For recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far, search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. Transcripts are also on the Transcripts of Broadcast page, and the more recent ones are on the Broadcast page. Books with teachings from 1998 until May 2019 are on the Books for Printing page, A4 and A5 formatted for printing with PDF covers, so you can take them to your local printer and get them printed and bound. I publish regular email articles. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. I hope to see you again next week. Thank you so much. Good night.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand.
Hi, I'm James Robertson. How much do you really know about the Bible? Are you aware that there are some very, very fundamental errors in the Bible, in just about every version of the Bible on the planet, relating to the name of the Creator? If you're not, then I encourage you to listen to my broadcast on W4CY.com internet radio, or talk4tv.com internet TV. Also visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to find out more. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.